Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor in the fraud department. Can I have your first and last name, please?
My first name is Mamie, M-A-M-I-E, and last name is Hall, H-A-L-L.
Thank you. Can I have your shipping address for security purposes?
1351 Duval, D as in David, A as in Allison, V as in Victory, A as in Allison again, and L as in Larry Street, Mobile, Alabama, 36605.
Thank you. I see here a note was in on November 15th for the Wi-Fi booster for $7.45. You stated to my representative that you do not place the order, that this is fraud, correct?
Yes, ma'am. You can check with Comcast. I've been with Comcast so many years now, and I got their internet Wi-Fi. I got their modem in one room, and the box is in the living room to my television. I don't need no booster because I got internet blast from Xfinity Comcast.
Okay, so what I'm going to do... Okay, so what I'm going to do, because you're saying that you do not place the order, I am going to file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are full for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay?
That's fine with me, because I know I ain't hard. Why would I call you when I'm on... I pay Comcast $180 a month. That's crazy.
Okay, give me one moment.
And you just took the $49.99 tonight, because it wasn't taken out today, and it's pending.
Well, the initial charge was in on November 15. Then your account has been canceled.
Yes.
Your account is flagged as fraud. On my side, okay. What I'll be doing, I'll be issuing you a full refund of $49.97 and $7.45. The refund will go back to the account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there something else I'll be able to assist you with?
No, ma'am. Call me if you need any more information.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And thank you as well for calling customer care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.